Hey, if you're not doing anything right now, you want to maybe hang out and listen to a podcast? I don't have anywhere that I need to be for like an hour and a half, so I mean, I brought one with me. I could start it if you want. Okay. All right, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, here you are in the middle of Hypnagogue podcast number 367. Hi there. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host, and I thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Quick break here to tell you what you've been listening to before we kind of shift gears. We started off with Ryan Summers with Harbor Buoy from Deeply Divided. Seigo Aoyama gave us First Gale from Prelude for the Spring. The duo of Grotta Veterano and Francis Gree after that with In Tear from their Sulo release. Then it was Tomo Nakaguchi with Snowblink from Tayu Tao. And then the Cyrillic Typewriter with Tell All the Poets from Buzz. That's a fun album. Just this very morning that I was recording, I was still shuffling things, and another track from this album called Saloon Door came on, which is a very funky piece built on slide guitar. It's well worth you going and checking out. After the Cyrillic Typewriter was Slites, that's S-L-I-T-E-S, with Crystalline Air from To Dissociate To. And we closed out with Is, that is, the word is enclosed in parentheses. I guess it's just Is, who knows. And that track was Psychoprobe Console from the album Light Play. Okay, the reason that I needed to stop here is because we're changing gears. I'm going to need you to fasten your harnesses, your official Hypnagogue-approved sonic listening harnesses, because I've gotten some stuff in recently that has a little bit of velocity and power to it, and we are going to dig into that right now. We'll be right back.
let me jump around and went outside to find my two sons lying flat on the ground in the garden in front of the house, shouting warning that we had a flying saucer. Oh, naturally, just said, come on, don't be stupid. Come in the house. But I felt sort of a strange sensation. Wended my way up the side of the house to where we had a pump that we used to get all our water from. And automatically looked up to see this, all I can describe, this huge Mexican hat. It was stationary, and it was bright silver, and it had a dome. It was tilted to sort of, I could see the occupants in it. There were two people. These people were beautiful people. That's the only way I can describe them. They had long, good hair. They had beautiful faces. I should never forget their faces. The forehead seemed to be a bit larger than, you know, the bottom of their faces as normal people you would expect to see. But maybe this is what it was, just the, whatever they had there, their heads, which was like a transparent fish bone. And they just looked. And I was absolutely prepared. That's a good fear. I couldn't move. Because my mind was ticking over. And they looked so sympathetic. That I was just mesmerized. It seemed to be ages, but it couldn't be seconds.
Thank you.
So just when you think you went and signed on for a nice, ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental podcast, and you think, oh, that must be very relaxing. And then the host goes and throws this kind of stuff on you. Well, welcome to the Hypnagogue Podcast. This is how it goes. The only rule here is, and always has been, and I bend this a little bit at times, it's just if it's instrumental, it's probably okay. I like it to fall within certain parameters, like, you know, I don't go too far into the jazz spectrum. I try not to go too far into the classical spectrum. Occasionally, a little bit of rock and roll works its way in, or post-rock, if you will, because it has no lyrics. And I think that each of the pieces in the last 45 minutes or so has exemplified that standard. Shall we talk about them while you try to relax? Sure. We started off with Hypnogenica with Metatron from Psychothermic Transmissions Volume 00. Boy, we had Psychoprobe Console before and Psychothermic Transmissions here. It's almost like a very loosely connected theme that isn't actually a theme. Go figure. After that, Sequential Dreams, who of you have heard here before, with Astral Plane from their most recent release, Star Lost. And then things got a little, bluesy, rock and rolly, Gail Ellett and the Electromags. And you may say to yourself, but John, this is so far off the path for the Hypnagogue Podcast. And I say to you, oh no. No, no, my friend. Because you see, Gail Ellett is a member of Jam Caray, who have appeared here many times before, and who actually have a new album coming out as well. So I'm going to need to check that out. This is Gail's side project, Gail Ellett and the Electromags. The album is called Shiny Side Up, and that was Crash Bar. And I definitely wanted to get something from Gail on there, because he's been very good about sending me Jam Caray music over the years. After that came the track that made me kind of go, do I or don't I? It's Orion Tango, which is a project of guitarist Tim Motzer's. And it's big, and it's gritty, and it's just good. Kind of edge of prog, sidling over toward noise at times, and just powerful and meaty, and I really like this album. It's called The In Between, and that track was called Bush Hog. And then a kind of slid into more of a groove mode, kind of a little something to bring you down just a little bit. That was Night Drive with the title track from their short release, Inamoto. In as much as I pride myself on anything, and I typically do not, I kind of pride myself on this show being eclectic. It's not a straight ambient show. It's not a straight New Age show. It's not a six-hour playlist of nothing but piano. It is the Hypnagogue Podcast, and it is fed by the wide array of music that's sent to me. And I like it that way, and I hope you like it that way. And if you didn't like it that way and you've gotten this far, well, thanks for suffering. You may go. Because I'm going to come back in 2 weeks, and it's pretty much going to be the same thing all over again. You spin the wheel, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. And it is always, if I do say so myself, a pretty intriguing musical ride. So if you like what you heard, make sure that you are subscribing so you never miss an episode. It happens every 2 weeks. I will be back in 2 weeks. My name is John Shanahan, and I bid you peace and power.